It's Thursday, February 13, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Vitbian. Inflation eased locally to 3.2% in January, reflecting a steady decline from previous months due to lower costs in key sectors. Despite the annual slowdown, the month-on-month rate climbed to 1.1% from 0.2% in December. Transport, housing and food remain the biggest inflation drivers. Seminar Storm economist Almandro Janssen.
Looking ahead, we do expect Namibia's headline inflation to have a slight uptick. This is primarily driven by rising food prices, higher transport costs due to the fuel price hike, and increased housing and utility costs. But furthermore, outside external factors could put pressure on it, such as the global trade tensions that have been taking place. Namibia could feel the effects indirectly through South Africa. As South Africa is facing economic slowdown by these global trade policies, this could reduce the demand for Namibian exports, particularly in sectors like the mining, agriculture and manufacturing. Additionally, the weaker rand tied to the Namibian dollar could raise the cost of imports, further contributing to inflation.
Namibian civil society groups are alarmed by the U.S. decision to suspend foreign aid for 90 days, citing its direct consequences on local organizations. The Namibia Diverse Women's Association faces job losses for 12 employees due to the funding halt, according to strategic coordinator Linda Bauman. Namnet chairperson Mahongoro Kafiwa provides further insight into the situation.
It has affected our members' operations as an institution and also the beneficiary. However, these kind of decisions are supposed to add a learning curve. It's a high time that we need to reorganize our resources so that we can spend them on the issues that matter most. As much as COVID-19 was a wake-up call, we think also the decision is also a wake-up call for us to have more intensive dialogue among ourselves so that we see how
we can supplement each other and how can we immune ourselves from other international shocks like such a decision that can be experienced somewhere in the world.
South Africa's Human Rights Commission is calling for an immediate ban on harmful pesticides, particularly Turbufos, after reports of food contamination and serious health risks. This follows the deaths of over 20 children last year linked to the pesticide. The Commission's Wisani Baloyi says Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Agriculture has agreed to take action.
Despite global banning of Turbufos and similar pesticides, South Africa has continued to permit the use of such substances, exposing people in the country to unnecessary risk. The Commission has advocated for the adoption of regenerative agriculture and stronger government actions to protect public health.
Zambia's government signed the Book of Condolences at the Namibia High Commission in Lusaka, honoring Dr. Sam Shafishuna Nyoma, who passed away last weekend. Zambia's head of state, Hakainde Hichilema, expressed Zambia's deepest condolences, describing Nyoma as an African icon and liberation hero. Hichilema noted Nyoma's passing marks the end of an era for the region's founding fathers, alongside Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, Robert Mugabe, Julius Nyerere, and Samora Machel. On the international front, the U.S. President Donald Trump is pressing on with his protectionist agenda, readying reciprocal tariffs on various products from multiple nations, despite fresh inflation data showing prices are still rising in the U.S. CPI increased 3% last month compared to a year ago. That's higher than economists predicted, as Benji Haya reports.
He's announced a series of tariffs which will lift prices even more. Some goods are soaring in value. Take eggs. They're up 53% in January compared to a year ago. Today's figures have rattled investors in the world's largest economy and heightened speculation over how quickly the US Federal Reserve might cut interest rates. President Trump is urging the central bank to lower them. Let's rock and roll, America, he wrote. Benji Haya, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.